It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A mochi moment from Sadie, who writes, I'm not crying, you're crying. This is what I said during my first appointment with my physician at Mochi, because I didn't have to convince him I needed a GLP-1. He understood, and I felt supported, not judged. I came for the weight loss and stayed for the empathy. Thanks, Sadie. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Sadie is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? I am so excited to be with you today because I have to be, because I love this damn job and I could not be here with anybody else but the man himself, Wayne Breezy. How are we doing on this Tuesday?
I like what you did there. I'm doing great. I like that you said you love this damn job and you recognize that this is a damn job. And you know what? It's a damn hard job. It truly is. Because it's a 24/7 damn job, and we don't get any damn breaks. I'm going to get you banned off of YouTube, too, by the way. I just want you to know that. Because we're going to say damn at least 20 times before we start the show. And so, I am excited to damn be here. You know what I'm saying? Let's go! 3-0, baby!
It was funny. You know, Wayne and I were talking before the show, and I was like, man, do you remember? Because we both were teachers full-time before we did this gig, whatever this is. And I was like, man, some days you just don't want to teach. And it's not that I don't want to record. I'm just struggling getting going. I'm on, like, my second cup of coffee. I'm, like, over here. Like, I need smelling salts. Like, where's George Kittle? Let's do some WWE, like, Ultimate Warrior. You remember the Ultimate Warrior? Ah! Like, it's time to get going.
I want to know how I don't want to say how. I want to know how uplifted the Ultimate Warrior was when he rushed to that ring. I don't want to use the word H-I-G-H, but how uplifted was he?
It went chalk on his hands.
Oh, snap! I just caught on to it. I'm this slow, bro.
Oh, I love it. David Gill, appreciate everybody in the chat. Have to say thank you to our executive producers, none other than David Gill, 49ers George, 365, Corey Robbins. They make this show happen. And he says, you know, I was just listening to yesterday's podcast with a notification popped up. I guess I'll just do this live. We'll do it live. Forget it. We'll do it live. So here are the questions that we have on today's show. What is life like without Nick Bosa answering that call? Within the house, what do you have? What's the rotation, practice squad guys, so on and so forth. Yesterday on the show, we talked about top five 49ers through 3 weeks. I want to get Wayne's answer, who his top five 49ers. We're going to talk wide receiver rotation. You're getting some help back. Are you more impressed with the offense or defense and coaching? Robert Saleh has been incredible, but this is where I want to start off. Kyle Shanahan. What are your thoughts on the Kyle Shanahan offense with just two weapons? You only got two of them, Riggy Pearsall and CMC, but you got the job done not once, not twice, but three times. Talk to me about the job Kyle Shanahan has done as a play caller, not so much, you know, head coach through 3 weeks of this season. Are you impressed? He's been gutsy going forward on fourth down. Talk to me about KS, Kyle Shanahan. How do you feel about him so far this season?
I mean, you asked me if I'm impressed. I mean, yeah. He ain't got nobody, you know? I think I used a couple of double negatives in there, but y'all know what I mean. You know, he doesn't have anyone. You know, you're not even over-rushing Christian McCaffrey. You're just throwing it to him because by the time Mac Jones gets through or Brock gets through a progression, it's pretty much covered, so the pressure's around him, and he's got to check the ball down. So I am impressed. I'm impressed because he's getting the best out of the players in which he has offensively. You know, and other people are, when their number is called, they are stepping up. You know, I mean, they're not overutilized or over targeted or whatever. But Kyle Shanahan is going to go to those in who he trusts, like on the back of the dollar bill. Right. So Kyle Shanahan is going to trust those guys, and he trusts Christian McCaffrey. He's
in
trusting
DMC,
his
Kyle trusts. That's
you knew exactly where I was going with that. But if you guys talk trash about Kyle Shanahan, this is not going to be the episode for you, because the 49ers still have a top 10 total offensive team in the NFL. I mean, these dudes are averaging 361 yards over the first three games of the season, and that's without weapons. So just imagine if he had his pieces. Imagine if George Kittle was available. Imagine if Brandon Ayuk was available. Imagine if those guys that helped make this offense, you know, power five, that great, if they were available, how well this offense would look like. And it's not. But you know what? They're finding ways to win, and I think that's what it comes down to. So I am impressed with Kyle Shanahan. Do I want more scoring? I do. But, I mean, you're asking guys that are still getting used to the offense to do the scoring. So we'll see what happens as we continue to take strides and move forward. We do get DeMarcus Robinson back, and so we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, Kyle might not even play him this week. He might not even activate him. So we might not even put him on the active roster is what I'm trying to say. So we'll see what happens, man. But I am impressed with Kyle Shanahan. I tip my hat to the old yeller.
What's the line from Anchorman? Don't act like you're not impressed.
Don't act. Right. Damn it, we get movie references on these shows. That's what I love. I need more movie references on the game plan. I don't know where we go. We go off tangent, but we definitely
say
do
less.
Movie
You're in trouble now. Friday. So Friday we'll be live on Wayne's show this exact same time.
Same time.
And we'll be talking about, you know, the upcoming game against the Jaguars. Winning record. They're 2-1. Yeah, they're a game out of first place. They got a lot to play for. New coach, new energy, new everything. We'll be talking about that, but shout out to Jax. She is the resident 17-0
and
she has been 100% so far with the 3-0. And she says, we're heading into 4-0, baby. I love the positivity. That's what it is. So
4-0.
Let's stick with the positivity. I don't think that there is anybody else that you could be more positive about than Ricky Pearsall.
Okay.
What he's been, I mean, he's third in the NFL in receiving yards, and look at Thomas. I am with Thomas. He says, I talked a lot of stuff about Pearsall when we drafted him. Now I'm a fan. He's that guy. Talk to me about what you see with Ricky Pearsall so far. Is he just getting over-targeted because you got nobody else to throw it to? Or is he going to be this guy through the remainder of the season?
I think part of what you just said, right? I mean, he is going to be the 49ers, I don't want to say main target, but he's definitely, as far as a wide receiver, he's that guy. But there are things that you drafted Ricky Pearsall for. There's reasons why he went in the first round. And I think a lot of people felt like we didn't know much about him because we weren't, number one, thinking we were going to draft a wide receiver in the first round. And if we were, it should have been one of the other names, you know, the Matthew Goldens, those guys, right? But we ended up going with Ricky Pearsall. And now I think we're starting to understand why. It's his ability to make cuts, to adjust, to run routes. I haven't seen him run all the way. I haven't seen the whip route yet. You give me the whip route. I don't know if that's a hard route to run, but man, Brandon Ayuk has perfected the hell out of that route. I haven't seen that route from Ricky yet, but we do see him able to get open in the middle of the field. We do see that he has great hands. He has good ball tracking skills as well, where he doesn't have to use his hands. That over-the-shoulder catch, that 34-yard bomb down the football field, John, might be one of the greatest catches we've seen and greatest throws that we've seen since many days ago with the San Francisco 49ers. That was a beautiful catch. And so, like, look, Ricky Pearsall is proving that he can be the real thing. His number is being called, and he's executing, and executing is the only thing that matters. It's the only thing that matters. And so he's executing to, I would say, I'm not going to say all-pro level, but damn, if he keeps putting up these numbers, he's going to be Pro Bowl level for sure. But he's definitely benefiting from those that there, because when Juwan Jennings was here in week 2, he was the guy, right? So, like, he's benefiting from Week one, Juwan Jennings was just coming back off injury, first game back. He was the featured guy. Ricky Pearsall was the featured guy. So, you know, I'm not saying Ricky won't have these productive weeks. I'm just saying that whenever his number is called, you can expect an explosive play. He's the explosive play guy at the moment. He leads the team in explosive plays. Oh, I know. How do I know? Oh, I know. I cover the explosive plays on my Patreon. So
go check
it's
it
always
out,
Ricky.
Man.
It's always Ricky Pearsall. Ricky, another explosive play. So we see Kyle Shanahan trying to utilize him a little bit differently. We saw the jet reverse, the jet sweep. Didn't work. 4-yard loss. But
dude should have cut it inside. He was forcing it outside. It was there, man. I don't know if it would have been explosive, but John would have been a negative 4 yards.
And those, my friend, are the things and the nuances he's still learning. That's what I mean. Wide receiver, he got it. You put him in a different role, he's still working on it. Like, you get what I'm saying? So
Yes. It's
there. First round pick. It's like he was the first round pick. And so you're going to put more on his plate. And let's see if he can adjust, adapt, and learn. And that's what he's doing. And I think the more reps he gets, the more continuing, the explosions are going to continue to be out there on the football field.
And the crazy thing is, like, he's not getting elite separation like we're used to.
No.
But the two plays in the first quarter he did have elite separation were incomplete passes. Like, his best two routes were not completions. That very first drive, he was running that deep corner route.
That
and
the throw
he
was
had
overthrown.
Beat by three steps.
And the ball was too far thrown. Like, it was overthrown. I know.
He could have had 80 more receiving yards this week. Like, he could have had a 200-yard receiving game. Like, it was that good.
I'm just saying, it's okay if you and I and you were wrong. I'm the one thing I'm learning in this world is that you have to be okay with being wrong.
Oh, dude, that's why we get married. So people tell us how often we're wrong. How would I know if I didn't have a freaking abacus walking around just keeping tab? I'm just joking. My wife, but yeah, that thing's getting full. She slid it all the way to the left.
All the way to the left.
That's Yep. Double digits.
Hey, man, listen. And it's not that we were wrong. I just don't think we knew. And then we gave him flack because he wasn't available. Never mind, he went through the traumatic experiences rookie season. It's just like, damn, can we cut him a little bit of slack? I'm the king of slack. Pause. Like, give a guy a chance. You know what I'm saying? Give a guy a chance. You know, maybe he's playing with a bad lung. Give him a chance. Like, the lung, he'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, let's stick with the wide receivers, because now people don't realize, like, okay, DeMarcus Robinson's back, but he hasn't practiced in 3 weeks. He's been with the team in meetings, but he can't be out on the field. Now he gets to get back. So hasn't been in football shape. Now he still gets to work out away from the facility, but that's part of it. Juwan Jennings now day-to-day. Expect him to be back this week as well. Talk to me about this rotation.
I gave you my 5-5, bro. Like, and I know Sky Moore is going to get the nod over MVS. He's going to be the one that's probably going to either get released, which would be weird, or you're not going to bump him down to the practice squad, right?
Yeah, I mean, you do have Jordan Watkins, who you can put on IR to free up that spot.
I think you take out Jordan Watkins, put him on IR, but my point is,
or Nick Bosa going to IR, but then you've got to replace the DN, so.
Right, which I do think will happen. We'll talk about that. But my point is, like, if Jordan Watkins goes to the IR for the hamstring injury, the Niners usually only activate 5 receivers on game day. So do you mean you carry 6 and then one is just inactive? That's what I'm asking.
I would healthy scratch probably MVS.
Okay,
if
that's DeMarcus what I'm asking.
Robinson can be back.
That's what I'm asking.
But again, how practice looks, man, because you don't want to throw him out there and give him a full range of reps Wednesday. You don't want to do, like, you want to ramp him up.
You talking about DR?
Yeah, DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just wanted to make sure
we were talking about Juwan Jennings can practice. Yeah, I know that he hadn't practiced much. Like, I think he's had like 6 practices all offseason and regular season combined. Like, the dude's been on the field 6 times. Like, so what do you do there? Like, is he back this week?
I mean, he's day to day, so he's back, right? So, I mean, if he wasn't day to day, I wouldn't expect him to be back. But since he's listed day to day, I'm expecting him to be back. Now, the question is, the Niners are going to have 6 wide receivers once they activate DeMarcus Robinson to the active roster. And this is where the Jordan Watkins, it's probably why they were waiting to put Jordan Watkins on the IR. They weren't expecting Nick Bosa to go on the IR.
Right.
So that's a new thing. So I'm thinking this is going to be Jordan Watkins to the IR. You activate DeMarcus Robinson. Now you get to go with your best five receivers. And so that's why I was saying who's going to be the Fab Five in week four. I really think you just let DeMarcus Robinson ball out. I mean, he hasn't been practicing for the 3 weeks, right? But he did the whole preseason. He did the whole training.
Got the most reps, targets.
And I think that was on purpose because they knew he potentially would be missing 3 weeks of football. I think you activate him. He's healthy. You plug and play him, man. Brock and Mac definitely was getting the ball to him. So it's a no-brainer. The question is, why don't we use MVS on special teams? He's a lot faster than Sky Moore.
Yeah. I think just the straight line, he's got no wiggle to him.
Nah, Sky Moore ain't got no goddamn wiggle either. Will he wiggle into a tackle? Like, what are we talking about here? Nice catch,
hasn't
though.
Been great.
No, not at all.
Been great. But it ain't been bad either. Like, it hasn't been bad. Like, it has been just, dude, we're hitting it down the fairway. No negative plays. That stupid fair catch going backwards inside the five, that was a killer. But he learned it the very next drive.
The next drive.
Same thing. Yeah. And he let it go. So, Jacob Cowing, I would prefer to have out there, but that dude
he's on IR.
Yeah, so you can't have him. So, yeah, that's kind of hard. So, yeah, next up, okay, here we've got two main agendas that we have to get to, which I'm excited about. We're going to hear, and Ricky Pearsall Dame's probably going to come up again. I want to hear who Wayne's top five 49ers are through the first 3 weeks of the season are right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contests, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2 to 6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy, and Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options, all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
All right, Wayne, I talked about my top five 49ers through the season so far yesterday. I am curious. I want to know the Venn diagram. We're back to the education model here. Where our overlap is, who are your top five
top
49ers through 3 weeks so far?
Five through 3 weeks. Top five through the first 3 weeks. How many? It's 18 weeks. So 18, we're one-third. I was good. You, damn it, you beat me to it. I was going to say 1/6. You got it. 1/6 of the way. Ah, John's better than math. All right. So top five and no specific order. You know what? I'm going to put him in order. Fred motherfreaking Warner, number one.
He was my one, too.
Number one. I'm going to put him in order, right? Fred freaking Warner. That's my new name for him. Fred freaking Warner. All right. Number one. My number two, Christian mother McCaffrey. Christian mother McCaffrey. CMC, Christian mother McCaffrey. I don't care. This cat is continuing to just trend upwards in different ways and be dominant. That's weird to me, because when you see a running back, you just want the running back to rush for 100 yards. Now, it's all about the totality game for him this year, and I love it being used. We talked about John checking the ball down for 3, 4, 5 seasons in a row. Now we just checking the ball down, period. Like, I love it. Ricky Pearsall, number three. Ricky Pearsall, number three. I'm watching a young gentleman ascend and do it with a smile on his face. It's almost like having two Kendrick Bournes on the same team as far as their energy. They bring a different vibe, but the energy is always positive. And I'm definitely rooting for the Ricky, Mr. Pearsall, because when you are faced with the type of adversity that he's faced with, you know me, I cater to those guys. Man, I be rooting for him. So I'm rooting for Ricky, and I hope he continues to just ascend. And he's doing it at a nice high fashion. Top 10 receiver in the league as far as receiving yards and yards per reception. Like, this kid is balling out there on the football field. Number four, D. Winters. We're not skipping the beat. Dre who? What about Dre? What about Dre? I'm just – Dre not even playing.
Not even playing.
What a bullet the 49ers and John Lynch dodged. They're not even playing.
Not by any fault of their own, though. They offered more than the Broncos. They just got lucky.
All right. They still dodged it.
You know that's my boy Dre. I'm a little hurt
right now. I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying, man, we said that Winters needed the reps. Now that he's getting the reps, we're starting to see why. He was a 6th-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, D. Winters.
Yeah, I believe so.
6th round, right? Not 7th, 6th round, I think. I can't remember.
But it's not that. It was 5th or 6th.
5th or 6th, right?
6th round, you are correct. Yeah, 216 overall.
Robert Beal went in the 5th round that year, I think. Damn, I can't believe I remember stuff like this. Anyway, D. Winters, number four. We're watching him ascend as well. He's getting better in coverage. Didn't he get beat, though, on that? Was that him that gave up that touchdown on Trey McBride?
No, he broke up, though. he broke up the touchdown. He was the one that broke it up in the corner and raked through.
Who scored on Trey McBride? Who did Trey McBride score on? I mean, I'm sorry. Was that Jason Pinnock? I think it was D. Winters, bro.
I'm pulling it up now.
All right, thank you. Anyway, still love him.
Yeah, it was D. Winters. You are correct.
Still love him, though. I know. Wayne knows. I like that. Anyway, D. Winters, my number five, you will never guess who my number five is.
I would say Trent Williams, but I think you might say the punter.
Thomas Morstead is kind of dope. I do like.
He's been awesome.
He's been awesome. Couple weak punts for me. There was one that went out of bounds way too early. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? I think the shoelaces were untied. Now my number five is Colt McKivitz.
Oof.
Dude get it, a man. New contract, comes out with a new attitude. He on his Patty LaBelle stuff right now, baby. Colt McKivitz is out there balling. He still gets dumb-ass penalties, though, man. Godly, stop holding. What you holding for?
Yeah. It's funny because our lists are pretty close to the same. I had Trent Williams and D'Amador Lenore in my 4-5. So I didn't have D. Winters or Colt McKivitz, but they were my 6-7 because I got in trouble for leaving them off. So pretty close. But the top seven seem to be relatively solidified. Bryce Huff, another, you know, honorable mention.
He's growing.
There.
He's growing. I need consistency from him. The reason why I didn't put Demo there is because they're not really testing him. And you could say that's why he's there in the top five. But I need to see him tested. He's great in run defense, though. I tell you right
now.
Isn't
that weird? That's not even his thing. But he's just getting the damn job done.
He's getting it done. They're not testing him. And I'm just curious to know if there's going to be anybody that's going to test Demo, which will attest to why he's great. But I'm just talking about what I'm seeing out there on the football field with my own eyes. I'm seeing progression, and I'm seeing greatness being born. If this was Demo last year, he would be in my top five because they tested him, and he shut it down. Now they're not testing him because he is maybe the league's next lockdown corner.
Dude, he hasn't given up a touchdown since the NFC Championship game against Detroit. Detroit.
Listen. I get it. He's dope.
Shout out to Antoine. Antoine, that's the coolest spelling of the name I've ever seen in my entire life. You're the man, Mr. Lewis. Mikael Williams. The first game was, you know, okay.
I need consistency.
Second and third game, pretty badass. There's still some negatives. He still struggles on the perimeter whenever he's chasing those smaller dudes. He's got to take better angles there. That's been back-to-back week shown. But let's transition now, Wayne. Let's talk about the in-house rotation for Nick Bosa now that he's gone. What is life like after Nick Bosa? Let's throw out all the trade stuff. We'll see what kind of comes down to the thing. And I'll just remind everybody, nobody is selling right now. Not even the 0-3 teams are selling right now. Maybe in a week, maybe in 2 weeks. Right now, and the 49ers have made no adjustments yet. Like, they're going to see what they have in-house, and if they could answer the question there first, then as teams get desperate, coaches get fired, GMs get fired, then you can kind of pillage and take assets away from others, but a little too early for that. So, Wayne, what is the prescription with what you have in-house to replace Nick Bosa? You don't have another Nick Bosa, obviously.
Yeah. I mean,
How do you see this shaking out?
There's not even another Nick Bosa in the league. Joey's not even Nick Bosa. I mean, even Trey Hendrickson's not Nick Bosa. Trey Hendrickson. Nick Bosa's one of a kind. So he's hard to replace. And he's irreplaceable, in my opinion. So what you got to do is you got to figure out how to supplement for Nick Bosa, right? Because what you're going to be missing is him being double teamed and him allowing other things to develop on that defensive front, right? And so, in-house, man, look, the Niners, I'm a Sam Okwuonu guy. So, like, I always say why he doesn't get any more reps, but he's been when I ask for consistency, he's been consistent. And so I would like to see if I think Bryce Huff and Mikael will be your starters. All right, and now you need to figure out your rotational packages. So that's you're kind of good because I think Sam would back up Huff, and I think Etor, if he's once he's fully healthy, because remember he's limited, his snaps are limited. Yetur Gross-Matos, those are your two rotative defensive ends. So the question is, who's going to be that fifth? And I think that's where you go. I would love to see Trevis Gibson. I'm kind of over the Robert Beal deal, right? But give me some Trevis Gibson off the practice squad. Bump him up. You want to talk about a guy who had a fired up preseason? Like, I'm still shocked he didn't make the 53. We didn't know who he was until he became a 49er, to be fair. But, man, he let everybody know why he needs to be on a roster. I'm glad he signed to our practice squad. But this could be an opportunity, and this is where – this is what happens. Injuries happen. Opportunities come a-knocking. And now it's your turn to step up to the plate. So Trevis Gibson is probably the guy I think would get bumped up from the practice squad and be added to that defensive as far as the rotation on the ends.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you've got Robert Beal, who's good against the run, no pass rush whatsoever, which is weird because you draft him for the opposite, but whatever. It's weird.
I'm confused, though, because he could get to the quarterback. What happened? Did we change his weight? Like did we change the way he looked to where it slowed him down? Or I don't know.
He just has no pass rush. He runs straight head up.
He runs straight head up. Okay, I got you.
Just like rhinoceros, dude. Just can't turn.
Say less. Like, you're 100% correct.
But yeah, like it's going to take guys. And, you know, Sam O got 42 snaps this last week.
Bro, that's my hero.
Dude, I love Sam. His story, his personality on the field, off the field, just.
You know where I'm going with this. It's the story, and it's the grind, and somehow he got it. He is a living testament to the Eminem song, and he's taking advantage of every rep that he gets. I think that's what goes on in his mind. Like, I got, this is my one shot. I got to take advantage of it. His pressure rate is good, and he can set the edge. So, at the end of the day, like, that's a guy that I think would be in rotation. I just think losing Nick Bosa, man, is just tough because those were rotative guys. Now they have to become heavy rotative guys. And that, to me, is the wear and tear up front. Like, teams are going to do things a little bit differently. No more chips, no more doubles. Can these guys win their one-on-ones? It's going to be the question.
Yeah. Now, Sam O, talking about him, like 42 snaps is the second most snaps he's ever had. Last year, he played 451 combined snaps.
Okay.
He only had one game over 42 snaps. That was Green Bay week 12. He had 45.
Wow.
But I think that he is going to be kind of a mainstay. And I think that you have to have him. Admit, did you watch that Eminem documentary? You brought up Eminem. Did you watch it? I went straight for the freaking Amazon and I got that freaking, what's it called? Like Entertainer Secret. Have you ever used this stuff?
No.
It's the greatest stuff in the world, man. It's the greatest stuff.
I have different stuff, but yo, that is it. I love it.
Changed my life. You guys always get choked up. Whenever I do solo shows and I rant for like an hour plus and I get all pissed off about special teams or Isaac Garendo, like I lose my voice.
Can I be the first to commend you? Because for a person that does solo shows, it's the hardest fucking thing to do every single. I don't know about you, but I'm nervous, right? Because I feel like I'm talking to myself for an hour. And I definitely lean on the Breezy Bunch and the chat because without them, I couldn't do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't talk to myself. Who the fuck can talk to themselves for an hour? Who can sit there? Even when I taught, it was more like you guys get 10 minutes of instruction and then 45 minutes of we going to figure this shit out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's you by itself. You like that freaking monkey thing with the symbols, man. You just got to keep going. You don't get
it. I just wanted
stop,
to commend
man.
You, yo. It's tough.
Salute. People don't know.
They're going to learn today. They're going to learn today.
I freaking love it now. All right. So a couple other questions that I want to kind of dive into because the second half of this show, I want to dive into kind of the NFC picture and where the 49ers fit. But with the 49ers now, the defense has outplayed the offense for sure. But which one are you more concerned about moving forward? The 49ers offense, which, you know, you're putting up yards, but averaging about 17 points. To 20 points.
Yeah.
Or the defense without Nick Bosa. What do you think the main concern level threat is for the 49ers? Offense more concerned or defense more concerned?
It's the defense because you lost a key cog. And so the question marks around that. So now you here, my issue is I'm an offensive coordinator and I get to play the 49ers without Nick Bosa. Oh, I am ready to try all kinds of stuff I would not normally do when Nick Bosa is there. And so Robert Saleh's job got that much more intricate and difficult, in my opinion, because he doesn't have to. He's not going to find a replacement for Nick, but he has to figure out how to continue to churn out the production, the pressures, and all that different stuff. So I think the defense is going to be harder to adjust, adapt. I think they'll get it done. They drafted for stuff like this. But now you're asking your young players to get ready to go on a crash course. Now it's fire time, y'all. Like, listen, it is what it is. Got to get you in there. Got to boom, got to bob, you know, bada bing, bada boom. Offensively, you know you're going to get pieces back, right? You know you're getting some guys back, right? And you're going to get your top studs back too, right? Like George Kittle will be back. Brandon Ayuk, praying he'll be back. And even if you don't, the wide receiver room has been pretty much fulfilled with guys that can get open and can make plays. So even if you don't get Brandon Ayuk back, I think the key is getting back that your George Kittle. And then Brock Purdy will be back. And so, like, you know you're getting those guys back. They didn't have season-ending injuries. But the defense is going to be, to me, harder. And now you're asking the pressure on the defense. If the offense isn't putting up 30 points, 25 points, 24 points, if the offense isn't giving you that volume, can the defense continue to maintain at that 13-point range that they're giving up? Let me find out what their average is as far as defense.
It's freaking insane. It's insane what they're doing. And especially the second half and the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of
the thing they're third in the league in scoring. Defense, 16.3 points. Yo, how are we behind the Seahawks? Oh, because they played the Saints. How didn't we beat the brakes off the Saints like the Seahawks, bro?
The Seahawks playing some ball right now, man.
They got their butts whipped by us, and they was like, not again, never again.
Dude, that's like one of the most impressive wins in the NFL, that week one win at Seattle. Like, if you put everything into perspective, like, that is looking like that is a premium blue chip freaking victory. Like,
you're
I know
preaching.
This isn't college football, but whenever you do, like, what are your quality wins? Dude, winning at Seattle on the road, week one, like,
let me give it a buck.
Like something.
Well, winning the Cardinals game at home, I don't know why people keep thinking the Cardinals are trash. The Cardinals played really well all three. Hell, they were undefeated when we played them. What are we talking about? They were undefeated. They are the Cardinals. I said this on somebody's show, my show, I don't know. The Cardinals, the NFC West is definitely tough. I mean,
best record in all of football. It's the best divisional record.
Everybody's 2-1 except for us.
And all the losses have come from us.
Us.
The only, like, there's three losses. One came from the Eagles, and then two came from us.
And, bro, they got a nerve to have the Niners 12th on the power rankings.
Okay. You can't do it yet.
You motherfucking knew I was going there. You thought I forgot? I didn't know. That's
all
ridiculous.
Right.
How you 3-0 and 12th on the power rankings, and you beat the teams that are higher than you on the power ranking?
Make that joint make sense. I knew you were going to be pissed. All right. I want to find out where the 49ers should be on the power rankings right after this. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year. With over 40 events at road games, if you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And A lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, Wayne, talk to me. Tell me about where the 49ers should be on the NFC. If the NFC playoffs started today, the 49ers would be the number one seed in the entire NFC. It 1 through 30, the 16, the 49ers have the number one ranking based on conference wins because all three have been in there. Where should the Niners be on power rankings in your opinion?
What, three? Three?
Three. There's six undefeated teams.
Three. They beat the Seahawks. They got the Eagles and the Bills. I can leave the Eagles and the Bills there. Right? Bills undefeated. Eagles undefeated. Lions, man, get their ass off this list. They just happened. They got beat so bad. Never mind. I ain't gonna go there. Anyway, Chargers belong there. All right. So 3, 4, 5, or 6. They belong in the top six. They undefeated.
So, like, you would put the six undefeateds in the top six first.
You got to. And then you could miss me with that Nick Bosa being injured crap. We was 12th last week. So, how we stay at 12?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, look at the Bucs. They're without Mike Evans. He ain't going to be playing, and he's going to miss the 49ers game with us.
And they barely beat the Jets. And the Jets aren't that great, period. Yeah, they barely beat a team with their backup quarterback. We beat teams with our backup quarterback. What the fuck are we talking about? How? And I know people don't care about the power rankings, man. But listen, that's fine. It's your prerogative. But I care about disrespect. And this is just disrespectful. And I know this is one pro football's talk. This is their power rankings. But, like, just don't be disrespectful, man.
He's been, but that's Florio. If Florio hates the Niners and has hated the Niners and will hate the Niners for the rest of his career, like, everything that he does is anti-Niner. That's why I can't listen to the guy, just because, one, he doesn't understand football. He's a business guy, attorney guy. But, like, yeah, he hates the Niners. And I think anytime Florio or Sibs, they do anything, I got them both muted and blocked because I'm just like, it's never objective. It's always subjective reporting by those two.
Can I read you the teams that are ahead of the 49ers at 12? Does that make sense to put this in perspective? Eagles 1, Bills 2, Lions 3. They moved up six spots because they beat the Ravens.
Ravens are good, but they don't have a defense. Like,
no, their defense is totally different. Kyle Van Noy didn't play. Adebuke, whoever their other big defensive star, didn't play.
Adebuke.
Okay. Chargers went up one, Bucks went up one, Rams went up one. The Packers dropped four.
Rams went up in a loss. Rams look good though.
They do, but you said what you said, and that's why I'm circling the questions. The Packers are seventh. They dropped four spots. The Commanders stayed at eighth.
The Packers are ahead of us after losing to the freaking Browns. No, not with that coach and that quarterback. I'm sorry. Jordan Love's awesome.
I tell you what, the Rams not there. The Rams don't belong in the six. The Colts belong in the top six. You can't tell me the Colts
defense
don't belong in the – they playing the best defense. They got a great defense. Anyway, Ravens, 10th. They dropped six spots. The Chiefs, 11th. They dropped one spot. Chiefs, never mind. And then the Niners are at 12. So you mean to tell me that the Niners don't belong in the top six?
Nah. Yeah, I'm with you there. Like, to have the Chiefs and Packers after what they just did to terrible teams. Well, the Chiefs won. I get that. But, like, only so much can go off of reputation. You have to go off of what you're seeing. And this is my problem with most of the national punditry is they don't watch games or tape.
I love, like, Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar's great, man. What did he put in there? Your employer, Bleacher Report, had us 10th.
They trash too. Listen, I didn't get the vote. I didn't write that article.
Oh, man.
I'm probably fired. So I got to go do that after this, but it is what it is. But that's trash. There's no way the Niners shouldn't be. The Niners won two games straight with a backup QB. They won one divisional game against an undefeated team. And if you want to hurt the Niners because it was the first team that they won with Mac was the Saints, if you had us at 12 last week, we just beat the Cardinals.
Yeah, with all backups.
That were undefeated.
I have no problem if you had the 49ers anywhere from 6 through 10. I would probably be okay with it. I'm not the biggest power ranking guy at this.
Me neither. Stage, I just.
But disrespectful comes across. And you put teams like the Chiefs ahead of them or the Packers ahead of them. Like, nah, man, this ain't fantasy football. This is real football. And coaching and quarterback play matters. And when the 49ers backup quarterback is playing better than Jordan Love through 3 weeks, that should matter. The defense for the 49ers is playing better than the Packers defense, which I understand they're all about the trade and whatever else. But like, come on, man, like. That's why I don't jump into these too often, because I know that they do not watch the NFL. I know that they don't go through tape. I know that a lot of their interns write their takes because, you know, they're just kind of talking heads. But we ain't got interns.
We are the interns.
And that's okay. That's okay. So I'm cool with it. And I hope that the disrespect continues because I want that bulletin board material. I'm posting that stuff in the locker room. I'm putting it up there whenever I'm doing my – team meeting, I'm showing them.
Look, the Niners are that they'll be 10-0 and power rank 10th. I was hoping you didn't choke.
You almost got me, man.
No,
you almost got me. That was close. That was close. Now, a couple things that I just want to update you guys on, just in terms of schedule. We're gonna have our 49ers Rush Zoom hangout the 26th this Friday at 5:30 p.m. We're going to get together for an hour. We're going to talk 49ers. We're going to see where the 49ers are, all those things. And we're also on Thursday giving away two tickets to the 49ers at Rams, the week 5 game at SoFi. You get two tickets, section 236 with a pink tailgate parking pass. That's over $1,500 what they're going for on TickPick right now. One chance for $20 or three chances for $50. Go to the 49ersrush.com/Rams or in the link in this description of the video slash audio, wherever you're watching, listening. You just click on that and take you right there. Every single penny that is raised goes straight to Bruno, a 3-year-old who is fighting through leukemia right now. He's an absolute beast. So the 49ersrush.com/Rams, go support. Wayne, talk to us real quickly about your Patreon. Woo! And what you got going on your show this week.
So Patreon is heating up because on game days.
He's heating up.
I'm going. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
He's got it. He's got it on the soundboard.
He's heating up.
Oh. Oh.
He's on fire.
I just see Sean Kemp.
Yeah.
30 feet in the air.
Oh, man. Breaking the glass. Overhand. Come on now. Come on now. But no, seriously, Patreon. Listen, if you need a place to watch the game because you can't get the game or whatever, just join my Patreon. $5 tier. I'll stream it live. You get live interactions with me. You get my actual live reactions. It's a few hundred of those. I can tell you that right now without that sound. Like, it's Niners football. Like, and so there's going to be times where I'm just all over the place. God forgive me. But it's fun. Also, you get the film breakdown there. If you join the Black tier, that's the highest package. It's only $20. So you get all that. And I have a blast at responding to the comments and the feedback and everything like that. It's just more of an intimate, personal setting. So Patreon is cool where everything is just exclusive there. You can only get it on the Patreon. But you guys could just follow me on, all social medias or whatever. I'll be on. I got my fantasy football show tonight with Peachy called What's Your Fantasy? We're going to be going over the recap of this week.
What happened? Is that a Luda reference?
Yeah, Luda, you already know, yeah, bro. My stuff comes from songs and movies.
I met Ludacris one time because I spent summers in Georgia, and I guess he was dating a girl I was dating one summer, so we were hanging out, like, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, I was hanging
hold
out with him before I got famous. Yeah,
hold up.
True. Kennesaw, freaking
hold
Georgia, baby.
Yeah. You was dating Luda's girl?
No. We were dating friends. Like, I was dating a girl. He was dating a girl. Those girls were friends.
Ah, okay. I'm about to say, you the man, bro.
Like, it was before he blew up. And he was like, hey, man, I'm playing over here at this whatever. And
he was a DJ. And
And I didn't go. I should have went.
Wow.
We could be boys right now, but I missed it. But a big Luda fan.
Luda, like, definitely. I feel like he's underrated, but, like, he's so freaking dope, yo. Where am I streaming the game? So it's going to be on Patreon, www.patreon.com/TheWayneBreezy and so
support and you're going to get more than your value that you put in. Trust me.
Oscar gotta stop comment. We gotta block Oscar from the chat.
Oscar's the best, man. He only knows one way, and it is unfiltered. I can't put the things on the thing, though, you know what I mean? Y'all gotta go back. I'll put that up there. Y'all gotta go back and watch the live chat if you want to see Oscar's freaking
Gosh, yo, it is ridiculous. I will be doing Madden this Thursday night. I'll probably do it in the evening, so it's closer to around your West Coast time, so it might be 10 p.m. Hopefully we'll have all the updates of the injuries and things. I know one person that won't be in there. That'd be Nick Bosa. Hopefully Brock Purdy will be back, though. That's what I'm hoping for, and Juwan Jennings. So that's always fun, bro. You know, Madden's, they just never let me down, man. That's unfiltered sort of kind of too.
Oh, I love it, man.
Yeah. So it's just a lot of stuff going on. Football season is the greatest time of the year, man. People love Christmas. People love the holidays. I just love September through February. I truly do.
It's the best time of the year, man. And for those of you that are having weddings and whatever else during this time, just know I love you. I'm just not going. I'm just not going to go.
Was that a shot at me?
No, sort of, that was a shout out my wife's cousin who just got married in Colorado. But also,
John told his wife he wasn't going.
I didn't go. It was my birthday. My birthday. I'm going to New Orleans. I'm sorry.
So it makes sense, John, why you're probably not rested well enough. You're tired because you've been sleeping on the couch.
Struggling.
Yeah, like I get it. Like I totally get it. You should have went to that wedding, dog.
No regrets. Not even a letter. Not one. It's my credo. Wayne, take us out of here, man.
Oh, faithful, it's been a crazy 3 weeks, man, and the Niners have found three ways to win games gritty, man. It's the only way at this moment. I know we took a big blow losing Nick Bosa for the season, but listen, the Niners are not new to adversity, and so you, the faithful, shouldn't be new to adversity. This is why they call us the faithful. We got to stand tall. We got to stand strong. It's Faithful to the Bay all day, every day. We'll see you back on Friday. The game plan right here, baby. Peace out.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.